Welcome to a very special live question and answer event with the angels through the gifts, the blessed gifts of our dear friend and angel guidance reader, Margot Mastromarchi. Today is 12-12 of 2012, a very precious time to come together to ask the angels for guidance on divine guidance. The angels chose the date, the time, and the topic. All we 42 have done, plus Margot and myself, 44. We are 44. Yeah.
I don't think that's an accident.
Yeah. We are 44 souls who have been called to listen and take in the wisdom of the angels on what is there a more important topic than divine guidance? I'm thinking not. And so we begin, Margot, shall we begin with the prayer first and then create
yes.
the sacred circle?
Yes.
So we will begin with a very special and blessed prayer from Margot. As she begins, take just a moment to settle. Maybe you had to rush to the phone to be on this call. Take just a moment to settle your mind and your heart. Really enter into the support of your chair, knowing that for the next 90 minutes, you are held in the loving presence of the angels. Margot will now lead us in the prayer.
Mother, Father, God, Holy Spirit, Jesus and Ascended Masters, angels, archangels, and guides, anyone in the divine realm is available now to be with me and those who are listening, those who are present, and those who will be listening later. I ask that you be here. I ask that you guide the session, questions and the responses. And Archangel Michael, I ask that you block any dark or negative energy from this space and from this session. I ask that only what comes from love be allowed to enter. I ask that the messages be in words that the listeners need to hear, that they be accurate, and that they be for the highest good. And I ask now that the hearts of each and every listener be open, and that any doubts or fears be released now and transmuted into love. And now I ask that each of us be totally surrounded by angels, that the circle be enclosed in angels' wings, and that as listeners join later, that the circle is open, they are enclosed within, and they are also surrounded by angels. I ask that we all know your presence, that we're in sacred space, we're totally safe here, we're now open. We're asking for your wisdom and guidance.
The process, for, I want to state this for those who haven't been on one of these calls for a while and for everyone who's on for the first time, is that for the first 10 minutes or so, Margot is simply going to speak to us, share with us any wisdom that the angels have suggested would be a lovely precursor to the Q&A. Then, when Margot lets me know that she is completed with that preparation talk, we will enter into the Q&A portion, the bulk of our evening together. When it's time for that, I'll let everyone know, And I will ask Archangel Michael to guide my hand. I have received 33 questions. They are all typed up, cut into white strips of paper, folded in half, blessed as I'm placing them in a crystal ball, and I cannot see any of them. And I simply ask Michael to guide my hand, and those are the questions that will be asked. When Margot has finished giving us the response of the angels, there'll be a pause while we're certain that they're finished. And then I will say, anyone that wishes to make a comment or ask a follow-up question is invited to do so. And I'll remind you then that the way to do that is to press star 6. Everyone is muted at the moment so that the phone quality, the sound quality on this line is perfect. And then Margot will let us know. Usually it's about 45 minutes or so, but she'll let us know when the Q&A is complete. We'll ask the angels for a last blessing, and then we'll close the sacred circle, speaking the gift that we have received together. And so we begin by opening the sacred circle. We do this in alphabetical order, just because it's easier. And Allison, Amy, Isamon in Nevada, and Amy Sayers, you are the first three. I'm going to open the call and see if the sound quality is good enough that we can simply have it open. I'll call you in alphabetical order. You simply say your name, and your location. That's all. But speaking this holy name which your soul selected for this expression and this time on earth sends a vibration of loving energy and physically creates a virtual sacred circle around the world. Hold on and let's see if the sound quality is such that we can just leave it open. So the call is open. Allison, would you like to open our sacred circle by speaking your name and your location?
This is Allison from Austin, Texas.
Amy Isamon.
This is Amy Eisman from Springfield, Nevada.
Amy Sayers.
This is Amy Sayers from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Andrea.
This is Andrea Crisp from Portland, Oregon.
Anne-Marie Newman in Quebec.
This is Anne-Marie Newman in Quebec City.
I'll speak Bee's name, Bee Timpanero in New York, and Belinda Rose in St. Petersburg, Missouri. Bev. Bev had sent me an email that she had jury duty this morning and didn't know if she would be out in time. Bev Taylor in Gold Beach, Oregon. Kathy. That's Kathy Walton in Minasing, Ontario. Conley
Ricketts in Columbus, Ohio.
Diana. I'll speak Diana's name. This is Diana Feng Raggett in Saratoga, California. And I will speak Doris's name, Doris Santella in Albany, New York. Ellen?
It's Ellen Devenport in Wimberley, Texas.
And Jenny. Linda, would you speak Jenny's name for her?
Sure. Jenny from Carmel, New York.
Thank you. Irene?
Yes. Irene Kessler in Boca Raton, Florida.
Isabel? I'll speak Isabel Phillips' name in Weston, Massachusetts. Janet.
Janet Wagner in Glen Ellyn, Illinois.
Jason, or Lily, if you would prefer. I'll speak Lily's name, Lily Wolf Solomon in Oxford, Massachusetts, and Jazz Jasky in Austin, Texas. I will speak for her. Joanne? That's Joanne Grabinski in Meriden, Connecticut. Joy.
This is Joy Cameron from Grafton, Ontario.
And Judith.
Judith Scott, Portland, Oregon.
Karen.
Karen Fisher, Danbury, Connecticut.
And is Karen Astorga with us? Then I will be... We have two Karens. We are doubly blessed in the Karen department. Karen Astorga in New York. I will speak her name for her. Kathy Ann.
Kathy Ann Whittemore in Tucson, Arizona.
Kim.
Kim Rodriguez, Brookfield, Connecticut.
Oh, that's right. Forgive me. Kim Rodriguez, I have you under, because the registration came in under Lou Rodriguez. That's right. We are doubly blessed in the Kim department as well. Kim Rodriguez, would you speak your name?
Sure. Kim Rodriguez, Brookfield, Connecticut.
Thank you. Lauren?
Lauren McLaughlin, Clearwater, Florida.
And Lawrence, I don't believe, is with us. He sent me an email that he was in the hospital earlier, so I will speak Lawrence Conrad's name in St. Petersburg, Florida. Lee.
Lee Pope, Virginia.
Lise.
Lise Pellerin in Georgetown, Colorado.
Linda.
Linda from tonight, New York City.
Oh! And I'll speak Margaret Martin's name in Clearwater, Florida. She'll be listening later. Marielle.
Marie Louise in Minston, New Brunswick, Canada.
Mary Ann. That's Mary Ann Ellis in Palm Harbor, Florida. Masha.
Masha Gietel Elman in El Paso, Texas.
Pamela. I'm to speak Pamela's name. Pamela Namir in Austin, Texas. Pat. Pat Culpepper in Austin, Texas. Polly.
Polly Memhard in Riverside, Connecticut.
And I will speak for Rebecca Thompson in Dunedin, Florida. And Shaney. Shaney at Barraclough in Christchurch, New Zealand. It's 1 o'clock, and she doubted she would be able to be with us, and so I will speak Shaney's name for her. Susan.
Susan Sharon, Raleigh, North Carolina.
And Susie.
Susie Fisher, St. Petersburg, Florida.
And Margot, that leaves you and me. I'll go next, and then you tie the knot on this beautiful sacred circle. This is Janet Connor in Ozona, Florida.
And Margot Mastromarkey in Oldsmar, Florida. And, you know, we talk about the vibration of the names, but when people say them, you can just feel it. It's just so precious. So thank you all for being here, and for those who will listen later, we're just thrilled that you're part of the circle. So I wanted to start just talking a little bit about the difference between true guidance and false guidance, just some ideas that might help you differentiate between the two. True guidance comes from love. It'll never lead you in the wrong direction, or it won't cause you pain or cause others pain. It feels good. False guidance comes from fear, and it feels bad. So when you're getting guidance, start with that. Does it feel good? Does it feel bad? True guidance, here are some things just to give you an idea of what it feels like. True guidance encourages you to make a positive change. It's something that you want to do. It usually comes kind of out of the blue, suddenly. It's not a result of thinking. The messages are consistent. It creates a feeling of relaxed confidence. It has passion. It can even sound familiar to you, like you kind of knew that, but you just kept pushing it aside. And if you hear something multiple times, especially three or more times, pay attention. It's probably divine guidance, and it just comes in. It's like a little message that comes in, and we push them aside, but let them in. Now, false guidance is discouraging. It's fear-based. It's based on worry. Sometimes it's those things that are like, if I do this, it's kind of like a get-rich kind of scheme, where this is all I need to do and everything will be great. It's usually something you feel like you have to do or you should do, rather than something that you really, really want to do. And the messages keep changing. You know, one day you'll have this idea, another day it's another idea, and usually false guidance will come along as a result of a lot of words and thinking and rationalizations, and it tends to be discouraging, but also critical sometimes. You know, critical, abusive words come through, and it drains your energy. When you think about these ideas that come, they drain your enthusiasm. That's not divine guidance. That's something that we create. Sometimes people talk about higher self and lower self, so I wanted to just bring a little bit of that to your attention. The higher self is the part of you that's really love. It's the part that God created you just as you are. That's what the higher self is. It's your internal connection to God. The part that you receive messages from that come from the divine. It comes from love. The higher self is love. The lower self is fear and ego. That's the part that we as humans create. We create it out of fear. And it's the part that needs to have self-preservation. And in some ways, you could say anything that isn't really from love, that's the lower self. That's the ego coming in. It creates doubts and second-guessing. And it's things like, you get the idea that you're supposed to write a book, and maybe you've felt that for a very long time, and what comes to you is, well, who would read it?
Yeah.
Or who would buy it? Or how am I going to sell it?
Yeah, no,
what am I going to do with it after I write it? And I'm not good enough to write it. That's all coming from fear and the lower self.
Yeah.
The things that really excite you and that make you feel good, that's true guidance coming from the higher self. So here's just a few words that will be descriptors for you. The higher self is loving, is confident. It looks for win-win in situations. It's consistent, it's a positive voice, and it urges you to fulfill your life purpose.
I'm going to give you the Q&A just because the sound is building up on the line. Hold on.
Okay.
There you go. So everyone is muted. You don't have to worry individually about whether or not there's sound. So go ahead, Marco. I had just cut you off with urges, positive voice, and urges you to
fulfill your life purpose.
That was it.
That comes from the higher self and from love. The lower self is ego and fear. And it's jealous. It's insecure. It's very competitive. Win-lose. You know, if I do this, then I'm going to be better than somebody else. It's impulsive. It's inconsistent. It's abusive, and it has a demanding voice. It wants you to delay your life purpose. Oh, you need to take another course. You need to do more prayer. You need to do more this or more that. No. The higher self is always there with love, letting you know that you are ready now. You may change and improve and increase what you do later, but the higher self comes from love, and that true guidance is always there. You do not have to be or do anything to receive it. It's yours. Those of you who have been on some of our other calls will be familiar with the four divine communication styles. They're based on sight, sound, hearing, and knowing. And they're called clairs, which is French for clear. So there's clairvoyance, which is clear seeing. And there's pictures, mental movies, symbols, dreams, signs. You might see flashes of color from the corner of your eye or movements, that's clairvoyance. That's a way that you receive information. Now, we all have the ability to receive information from all four of these styles, but there's usually one or two that are the primary ones for us, and the idea is to notice which ones you get your information from most, and that'll help you to trust more what's coming to you. Clairaudience is clairhearing. It's that still, small voice that you hear, and you might hear it outside your head, or it might seem like it's inside. But somehow you know that it isn't really you thinking. It's different than that. It might be song lyrics that you hear outside of your head, overhearing some conversation, and there's just the message that you needed to receive. It could be a voice of warning. My sister told me recently something that she said she just hadn't told people before, that at one point, she can't swim, and she fell out of the boat that she was with her husband, and she was panicking because she couldn't swim, and he was talking to someone, so he wasn't paying any attention to her, and then she heard a voice, "You're fine, stand up." And she stood up, and she was in about 3 feet of water, and she was perfectly fine. So we can get those messages and know that they're guidance, and they come to us all the time. It's just sometimes we're not aware. And so part of opening your heart tonight is to open the belief that you will be aware. Clairsentience is clear feeling. An emotion or a physical sensation like tightened muscles or a gut feeling, a strong sudden emotion, a touch, a smell, feeling of peace, a sinking feeling, anything that relates to feeling. And a lot of people get their messages this way. Claircognizance is clear knowing. Knowing something suddenly without knowing how you know, having aptitudes that you've never studied for, revelations that just come to you, information, insights, getting an idea for an invention. Knowing how a situation or a relationship is going to turn out, having sudden ideas, just knowing things. You don't know how you know, but you know. And you know it's a fact, you know it's true, and people might have a tendency to call you a know-it-all because you really are. And then just a couple more things just to give you something to think about that to reassure you later. We all have free will. You have to decide that you're willing to be aware of divine guidance. It's your choice. You can ask for assistance that you remove all the fears about receiving divine guidance. Some people are afraid that when they get guidance, it's going to be too difficult for them. So just ask for help and know that you have the free will to decide when you'll follow the guidance. And it'll just keep coming. And it'll keep coming in various ways, but the messages will keep coming. So don't be afraid that you missed something. It'll come again. And then allow divine timing to bring things to you. Wait. Be patient. That's another difference between true guidance and false guidance, your higher self and your lower self. The higher self is patient. The lower self is impatient. It wants it now. Mm-hmm. And very often we want the whole picture and we want guarantees. That's all from the lower self.
Yeah, humanly, that's it. We want the whole picture and we want guarantees.
Yep, and we want guarantees that this is going to really work. But just allow yourself to feel at peace, knowing that you're getting true guidance. And not only are you getting it, but you're entitled to it. It's part of who you are, being part of the divine. Now, some people say, well, I ask and I don't get any answers. It could be that you're just preoccupied with what you think the answer to your questions or the guidance that, you know, what move you should make you're preoccupied with what you think it should be, or you're too worried about making a mistake, or maybe you're stuck in anger or guilt about situations. So try to clear that, and you can just ask the angels to clear it for you so that you hear and know and feel and see the guidance that's coming to you clearly. And some of the tools that you can use to help you bypass that ego that's always drumming things in your ear that, you know, are stopping you from moving forward, obviously prayer, meditation and yoga, writing, using oracle cards with the intention that you're just bypassing the ego to get the messages, music, listening to music to help you relax and be at peace, being in nature, just spending quiet time, and deep breathing. If you can't do anything else when you're really, really scared and puzzled and looking for guidance, just breathe. Breathe deeply. And just ask. And there's no wrong way of asking for guidance. Absolutely no wrong way. Whatever you're doing, it's right. It's your intention that makes it real. And then just trust. And Janet had a... I don't know whether it's whatever you want to call your notices that you send out, whether newsletters or whatever.
Yeah.
But I loved the statement that said, the soul asks and the soul level. At that level when you ask, it's surrender. People ask me all the time, how can I trust? And maybe that word surrender is all you need to feel. Just surrender to God's divine, precious guidance. And it can come to you from anywhere, through anyone, including the angels, but also those around you. So just surrender the outcome and know you'll be guided. So that's the most that I was guided to bring to your attention before we go to the Q&A.
Well, that's a beautiful foundation. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So if anyone wants to make a comment or ask a question about anything Margot just said, press star 6 to unmute yourself and say your name. Anybody want to say anything or ask Margot anything about this foundational information? Star 6. Then I believe we are ready to begin the Q&A. The crystal bowl is right here in front of me with the 33 questions. And right above it, breathing, sending out smoke, right above it is... a candle from St. Michael's Shrine from the last time Margot and I were there. And so I've asked Michael to guide my hand, and two questions have come out. And the first one is, angels, how can I tell if it is divine guidance or just what my own self wants for this situation?
Funny they said children. Children know that there is a feeling of peace when it comes from the divine. And children believe, they trust so much easier than adults. Tap into that feeling of being a child. And know that you can peacefully accept the message that's coming to you. If you are disturbed, dear one, or if it comes from yearning and doubt, and especially worry, then you are blocking your guidance. Do we need a follow-up on that?
If anyone wants to ask a follow-up question, press star 6 to unmute yourself. Anyone can ask a follow-up, not just the person that asked the question. Then here's the second one that came out together. These two were wound together, so I have a feeling there's a connection. Does divine guidance come through dreams? What is the relationship, angels, between dreams and guidance? And how can we interpret our dreams correctly to discern any guidance in them?
Dear ones, dreams allow you to drift into other realms. And so there are times when your dreams bring messages, and there are times when your dreams only allow you to release the tensions that you have created and that you have experienced in your world. And how you know the difference is whether you are able to take action. If it is confusing for you to receive what is coming in your dream, then ask for clarity. When the clarity comes, you will be able to take action. Now, I don't remember the question, so if there's pieces of that, Janet, that need to be repeated.
Well, I remember the question because I'm looking at it, and I'm telling you, the answer was absolutely stunning. Dreams allow us to drift into other realms, and there are times when your dreams bring messages. But then, but then the next thing they said I thought was just stunningly beautiful. And there are other times when the dream allows you to simply release, and then I didn't finish writing, but I think the word was tensions, to release the tensions of our human experience. And how do you know the difference? Because you can take action in a short, what did it take them, 45 seconds to answer that question? That's stunning.
Yeah, we never know.
That is a stunning. So anyone listening, anyone at all, doesn't have to be the person that asked the question. If you would like to ask the angels a follow-up on this topic of dreams, guidance in your dreams, press star 6 to unmute yourself. It was a pretty, wow, what an answer. Thank you, angels. I learned things just now that I did not know. All right, here is then our next question. Angels, I have had epilepsy since I was 5. It has taught me compassion and empathy. But now, with my aging parents, my job, and the way seizures impact my life, I have yet to find the purpose, if there is one, and how to use it. I believe everything has a reason, but how? How can I create purpose? I would like any divine guidance in this area. Am I not meant to be free of seizures, or is that even something that's within my power to manifest? Is there the possibility of creating a life without this medical condition?
There is always the possibility, dear one, of releasing medical conditions because they are in the physical. However, it does, as you have believed, have a purpose. That purpose may not be clear to you, and you must release the need to know in order for you to move past it. Do not see it as a block to your being able to enjoy your life. It is only a small aspect of what is happening and the power that you truly have.
You must tap into your power and ignore what is happening here. These seizures that you are experiencing are part of a past life. And when you have these seizures, you are bringing in energy that is not assisting you in this lifetime. However, there is a purpose. It is releasing energy that has been bound up in your divine essence. And as you release this into the ether, it will become less and less. And in your next lifetime, if it is released enough now, it will not be a problem again. It will be gone. Do not be concerned about what is happening now. It is for your highest good.
Boy, that surprised me.
Yeah. Bet it surprised the person that asked. And anyone is welcome to ask a follow-up question, not just the person. Because even though that question sounded very specific, it isn't. There isn't a single one of us that isn't receiving an incredible piece of information and guidance and love through that question. So if anybody wants to ask a follow-up, press star 6.
Janet, I wanted to ask for about the repeating dreams.
And who is this, please?
It's Marielle.
Marielle, I thought so, but I wanted to be sure. Okay.
You know, about the dreams and the repeating dreams, they said something about ask guidance to let them go.
And so what's your question for them? How to ask for guidance to let them go?
Or yeah, what's the I always have the same repeating dream, and is it? How do I know how to release it? I guess I'm asking.
Okay, what I'm getting is that there is a message there that you have not integrated yet, and just ask for it to become clearer and for you to have, what is the right word, angels? The courage. They said to have the courage to bring this into your being. And when you receive this message and you've incorporated it and integrated it into your true essence, then you will not have it anymore unless you are under tremendous stress. It's almost like it's a pattern, and it's a pattern that's releasing things for you, something that you really need to face, and you may receive it again. The dream may come again when you need to release something again. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Marielle. That's, I would not have thought to ask that question, and every single person, every single one of us has those repeating dreams. Thank you very much. And then to pull yourself back into the quiet...
I have a question.
Go ahead. Is that Susie?
This is Susie. I have a question about the epilepsy. I was wondering if that same sort of answer applies for other ailments.
That was the feeling that I got when it was coming through. I don't remember the answer now, but I had that feeling that...
Well, you said that there's always a possibility of releasing a medical condition.
Because
it always has a purpose that is sometimes hard to know. Tap into your power. These are part of a past life with the epilepsy. It releases past life energy, and it's for your highest good. So other ailments would be for your highest good, maybe not the past life thing.
Let me ask that. So, Angel, the question is...
For instance, I'm diabetic.
Okay. Are illnesses for the highest good? I'm getting not necessarily, no.
Okay.
There is... Okay, angels, how can we answer that?
What is it? What is your wisdom and guidance regarding illnesses and how they relate to our highest good?
It's a message to use your power.
Okay.
To move beyond whatever this is. When it's a chronic thing, when it's a chronic illness that you can't seem to release, then it's a way to take your power to move beyond it and to do your life purpose and to live your life in peace and joy in spite of it.
Okay. All right.
I'd like to ask something. So, Angel, if someone has a chronic illness, is it more likely to be related to a past life rather than this life?
No.
Okay. Could be either one. It could be from a past life experience. It could be an experience in this lifetime. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It does, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I have a question. This is Susan from Raleigh.
Yes, Susan.
I disconnected the call, so it's part of the response. But what about a repeating dream that's really a there's a special word for it, and I can't remember, but like a terror, like a nightmare, and when you wake up, you can't remember anything, so that it's not like, I mean, it can't be a message because I can't remember what it is. Is that just a way of releasing the scream? It's just like another way of releasing the tension? Is there anything I should be getting from these dreams that I'm not seeing?
Okay, let's ask that question. So, angels, is there some message that needs to be received from dreams that we do not remember, a nightmare that we wake up from and we do not remember the details? Can you tell us anything about that? Is that part of divine guidance, or is it releasing? What can you tell us? It's something you're not ready to face yet.
Mm.
And that's okay. When you are, you'll remember.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't beat yourself up about it.
Okay. Well, it's been happening 30 years, so I am.
Well, there you go. And, you know, you may not face it in this lifetime.
Oh, okay.
So just let it go, and, you know, when you're ready, you will. Because there's a lot to our psyche that we don't really understand, and part of that is, you know, the higher self. And sometimes the higher self prevents us from knowing until we're ready.
Oh.
Okay.
That's comforting.
Yeah.
So thank you, everyone, that asked those questions. If you haven't already, press *6 to mute yourself back. Just that keeps the phone line nice and clean. And I've asked Michael for the next question. What kind of signals are really from you, angels? Do time sequences on the clock, or like today on the calendar, feathers, or any other earthly signals really mean what we think they mean?
Well, I got two things. I got, now one only, I can only remember one of them, but maybe I'm sure they'll bring the second one. It's anything that comes suddenly, unexpectedly. So that could be, you know, a feather. It could be time on a clock, because it all of a sudden is there,
mm-hmm.
Okay? And it makes you feel good. And what was the other thing, angels? Because I felt like there were two things.
They keep saying something out of the ordinary, something that you don't expect. So that could be extremely broad.
Yeah, but still, that's what gets your attention.
Yeah.
Well, I have a follow-up question to that, Angel. I think I'm conscious of like a signature, a pattern, a way that divine guidance and angelic guidance comes to me. Used to come to me as pennies. I don't see them very often, but boy, when I needed you, it seemed like you dropped pennies in front of my path practically every day. And now I feel like it's birds. I'm hypersensitive to birds and the messages of the birds. So my question is, do individual people and their angel partners have like a special language, a signature?
All right, well, here's what I got, Janet. I got that the pennies were related to financial issues.
That is correct.
And I got that the birds are letting you know that you are flying high.
Well, thank you, Angel.
Now, ask that question again, because you had... That's what I got regarding you.
Me. So, okay, yes. Now the universal question is, do we all, angels, have a private language, a signature that we can count on? This is the way you show up to pat us on the back and guide us.
We speak to you in the way that you will that you will notice.
And we are grateful, Angel. We are so grateful. We are so grateful.
And the key there is that it comes unexpectedly and it makes you feel good.
And it makes you feel good. Yeah. Oh, angels, what a precious. Does anyone else want to... I didn't mean to hog the follow-up question there, but I just had to ask. Anyone else want to ask a question about... your angel guidance language? Star 6 if you do.
See, Janet, also, those were examples of clairvoyance, and, you know, that's a primary language for you.
Yeah.
So other people get it.
Right, not, you're right. It could be clairaudience. They hear the same thing. I got it.
Right.
Well, I'm very grateful for my birds. Thank you,
yeah,
angels.
And some people may never see the visual ones at all.
Right.
And that's okay.
So here's
take what we give, dear ones. We are here. We are here to let you know that you are loved and you will be loved forever. You are never alone, and that is why we speak to you in the languages that we do. And so allow yourself to receive. You are precious, dear.
Oh,
ooh, I just got a chill.
Well, I'm in tears. Thank you, angels. We are loved forever. What more could you want to hear? Okay. I didn't know that little glorious burst was coming, and I had already pulled out the next question. And it's very, I think it's exactly the perfect follow-up to this bit about the signatures. The question is, my father has been showing up lately. The date of his birth and the date of his death was Christmas Day, 1225. What does my father want me to know? And can our loved ones be instruments of divine guidance?
Well, I can't answer the first part. They're not answering the first part.
Okay.
Because
that's probably a personal...
Yes. Although I did get right away that this person's father wants them to know that they're there. You know, and that's why they're seeing this and they're feeling their father there. it seems very important to this person's father for them to know that he's there.
Okay.
And then, the other guides, there are many guides who bring divine guidance. The caution that I'm getting regarding a deceased relatives, friends, and so forth is that they are at a different vibration than the angels. And so you have to really filter through your own intuition the messages that are coming, because they may be coming, they have egos, and the messages may be coming from their fear. Okay? Just because they're deceased does not mean that they are at the same vibration as angels. And if they were an expert in something, or you always could count on them for guidance in a particular area, then you can count on that guidance now. But yes, they can be instruments of divine guidance.
*6 if anyone wants to ask anything.
We might need some clarification there.
*6.
This is Allison from Austin. So in terms of that question and the guidance, how does that relate if the relationship was often conflicted?
All the more reason why the person may be contacting you now.
Mm.
So look at the type of guidance that's coming, and you'll be able to discern. Just, you know, you have a lot of power. You have your own intuition to filter this information coming from the deceased realm as to whether it's, you know, assisting you or not. And you always have free will to follow it or not follow it. And you can ask the angels whether it's guidance to follow and see what you get from there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alice. I can certainly speak to the veracity of that question. My parents were very difficult when they were alive. They show up all the time now. And it's very sweet. And, of course, you know they show up as birds. Everybody shows up as a bird with me. But we have a very sweet relationship now. We didn't when they were alive. And I never really got that until the angels just said that. Maybe that's their way of, the angels didn't say apologize, but they want to be there to say, I am with you, darling, I am with you.
Oh, and I just got something else, Janet.
What?
They said also they show up because now you are able to see them differently.
Oh, bingo.
And that's not just you, that's anyone.
No, that's anybody.
Yes.
So it's kind of the chicken or the egg. Which came first? They showed up and I was a person is able to see them differently, or because there's some forgiveness around their death, a releasing, a letting go, a deciding to pray for them, and then because you're able to see them differently, bingo. Hmm. Oh, thank you, angels. What an important piece of information. So here's the next question, and I think it's universal. I think it's everybody's question. It's about trust. Trust is my greatest issue. There are times when I am so sure that finding a penny on the floor is a sign from the angels letting me know they're with me, and yet there are other times when I really question if it's from my angels or I'm just making this up. I would like to know what I can do to have a closer, trusting relationship with my angels.
Hey, angels, what can we do to have a closer, trusting relationship with you? Well,
this is not what I expected. They said, accept and love those around you. That's it. That's all I got right now. And that just came like, somebody might want to ask more. But
yes,
that's what came.
Accept and love those around you. It sounds like Jesus saying, love one
another. There is much light in the world, dear ones, but you do not see the light in others, and you wish to see the light in us. You wish to connect with us, and we are light. We are divine light, and we are energy. And as you see others as beautiful, loving beings, then you will see us, and you will hear us, and you will trust us, and you will know that you are connected to us more securely than you are now. But as you reject that light that is in your world, you also do not see the light that comes from beyond. Did that help?
That's unbelievable. And it makes perfect sense. Star 6 if anybody wants to say anything or ask anything. There is so much light in the world, dear one, and you do not see the light. Wow. Star 6 if anyone wants to ask anything further about seeing the light and developing a trusting relationship with the angels.
Janet?
Yes, Masha.
This is Masha. Can I ask for clarification on that answer?
Absolutely, yes.
There is so much, the angels, if they can clarify what they mean with there is so much light in the world and you do not see it.
Okay, angels, can you give us more wisdom regarding you're saying there is much light in the world that we do not see. Dear ones, you are not the only one who is made in the image of the divine. Do you not see, dear one, that everyone has that spark of light within them? And if you see that light, if you are open to seeing the light in the other, then you will know and you will be connected to your higher self more, and you will allow the other to bring their light forth because you acknowledge it and because you are willing to accept it and to see them as we see them. And the more you see the light in others, the love, the precious part of them that is part of the divine, the more you will be able to connect to that part in yourself, because you are all one and you are one with us. When you turn on lights in your physical world, do you not have more light when you add more and more filaments of light? It is the same with the spirit. The more the spirits are connected and the more light is connected spirit to spirit, the more you are connected to all that is. And there is more light and there is more knowing and there is more connection. Feel it. See it. And if you are not able to see it with your mind's eye or your physical eye, then know it in your heart, dear one. Open your heart. Do not see the other as suffering.
Do not see the other as evil. See the other as part of the loving part of you, and part of us, and part of all. That is all that is real. It is the love part that is the light. Let it shine. Bring it out. See it. Feel it. Trust that it is there. Know it. That is your part in changing your world. We are here to assist you, but you must do your part as well, to bring forth who you truly are into the physical world, and to encourage others when they are not able to bring out their own spiritual power and light. You have this power, dear one. You are on a path that includes the spiritual energy that is in everything. You have recognized it. There are others who do not see and do not recognize, but you have the power to assist them. Do not judge them harshly. See them as love. There is always the love hidden beneath what is on the surface. Many fear. Many have so much fear that they are not able to connect at all. In an awareness, they are not truly separate, dear one, but they are not able to connect in a knowing and an awareness that you have had the grace to receive. And so allow your gratitude to flow out. And as that gratitude permeates the ether and goes around and through everything that you touch and everything that you are connected to, then more and more light becomes visible and becomes part of this world, this physical place. This physical place has been suffering for many, many centuries, and now it is the time for more and more people to become aware and to see into the other realms, and to bring that energy into your physical world. And as you bring it into the physical, it becomes broader and stronger and more powerful. And those who are in the world who have been manifesting for centuries evil and sadness and pure enmity toward others will become less and less, and they will not be able to continue to survive in this world, because you are creating a world of joy. Know this. That is part of your life purpose. Whatever the other aspects may be, you are here to create peace and joy and to bring more love to everyone. Do not withhold love. Even if the other is not willing to accept, do not withhold. Be the light of love in your world. And as you bring it into yourself and bring it into those around you, it will expand. And you will be more connected to us, and our light will shine brighter and more. And more beings will come to your assistance, and more beings in your physical world will join together to amplify the love that is now permeating your world. There is much fear still to be overcome, and as you work to overcome it, we are with you more and more. And when you ask about trust, we say surrender. Surrender the doubts. Surrender your fears.
That is what you have control over, and as you become more and more control of yourself, then you are aiding others. This world that you are creating, you will see more and more willing to admit and to speak of their spiritual nature and of their experiences on spiritual levels, that levels that come into their physical existence. And as others see their gifts that come to them from beyond, more and more will reveal what they know. And as you join together, your world will be blessed. What we say to you is, allow the divine guidance that is circling around you to come in, dear ones. It is only your decision and your choice to allow it that brings it. It is your free will. Use it for good. Boy, every time I thought they were done, there was more.
I was afraid to say anything.
I have this feeling. It is so powerful that there are so many beings waking up now that each of us is extremely important. That's the message that I'm getting from them. And we just need to just do our part.
Well, now I think I understand why they wanted to talk about divine guidance tonight. I can't thank Masha enough for asking a follow-up question. Oh.
All I can say is, wow.
Yeah, wow, there's nothing else to say, but wow, I tried to capture what they said. I didn't quite get it all verbatim.
What they're saying now is, let go of the fear and act.
Okay.
You are safe. Okay, that feels like it's done.
Okay. All right, Michael. Well, I don't even know. I am watching the time, Margo. Are you feeling like you want a couple more questions?
Try another one. I have
Angels.
Tears running down my face.
Yeah. Angels, is there a feeling, emotion, or sign that signals a definite yes? How can we discern a clear yes or no?
How do we discern a clear yes or no? They're saying again that it has to do with a feeling of peace. And I do feel like I'm resurfacing. I mean, I'm just so aware.
Well, that was such a powerful. Yeah.
Flowing down my face. And they don't stop. They just keep coming.
So maybe the correct final question is just to ask the angels, what is their last? Whether we ask the question or not, what wisdom, what guidance do they have for us as we conclude this exquisite experience with them?
What else do you want us to know tonight, angels?
Mm-hmm.
They said, you are enough.
That's just beyond beautiful. And everybody on the call that's in the lotus and the lily is probably in tears listening to that, because we just had the experience last week of exactly that. Realizing that we are enough.
Is there anything else, angels, that we need to hear from you now?
They're like, just go out and be joyful.
All right. We can do that. It's Hanukkah.
Yeah.
It's Christmas. It's solstice. It's New Year's. It's Kwanzaa. It's whatever I've forgotten. Just go out and be joyful. Well, angels, you've given us. I'm feeling extraordinarily joyful and grateful and thankful. And so the perfect way to conclude this experience is to close the sacred circle by going around one more time. You say your name. Oh, I'll open the call so that it, you know, no one has to start six themselves. You say your name. I'll call you by name. And then you simply name the gift you received. What divine gift did you receive tonight? Hold on, and I'll transfer us to an open call.
I just got a card to it.
Do you want to do the card now? After the circle. After the circle.
Yeah.
Allison, what gift did you receive listening to the angels tonight? Say your name and the gift.
This is Allison, and I am very grateful to receive the gift of you are enough and live in love.
Amy in Nevada.
I think confidence that it's all okay.
And Amy in Santa Fe, New Mexico. What gift?
Hi. This is Amy, and I'm very grateful to receive the gift of a feeling of peace inside and to live in love. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Andrea.
The gift I received is the feeling of being loved and safe.
Anne Marie in Quebec.
This is Anne Marie, and I received the gift of light and of deciding, of choosing to see other people's light as well.
And I'll speak Bee's name, knowing that she will be receiving a gift when she listens. Anne Belinda Rose. Bev.
Yeah, this is Bev. I just got in on the last few minutes. I received affirmation that I am enough again.
Kathy Walton.
I received, my first soul vow was, I am enough, and I didn't, there was no power or no energy in it when I said it, and suddenly I get it. I am enough.
Oh,
beautiful.
That's a beautiful gift. Conley.
Hi there. My gift was a smile and a warm heart.
And Diana in California. I'll speak her name in closing the circle. And Doris in New York. I'll speak her name. Ellen, did you receive a gift tonight?
It's Ellen. My gift is reassurance that there's a place for each of us.
What a gift. And I'll speak Ginny's name in Carmel. Irene, did you receive a gift tonight?
Oh, I received so many. I wanted to say yes to everything that everyone has said. And also, for me in particular, it was let go of the fear and act.
What a gift. Isabel. I know. Are you with us, Isabel? I know you said hello. I'm not hearing a response, so I will speak Isabel Phillips' name. Janet Wagner. Maybe Janet had to hang up. Star 6, if anyone muted themselves. Are you here, Janet?
Yes, sorry.
Oh, good.
So, my gift was see others as beings of light and go out and be joyful.
What gift? And Lily, if you've joined us, otherwise I'll speak your name, knowing you will receive a gift when you listen, as will Jazz. Jazz in Austin, Texas will be listening. Joanne. I didn't hear Joanne say hello, so I will speak her name in closing the circle. Joy. The perfectly named person. We all received the gift of joy. What gift did you receive, Joy?
I received a specific yes to go back and join my bell ringing group and to just go out and be joyful.
Beautiful. And Judith in Portland.
Yes, Judith, and I received the gift of confirmation.
And I will speak Karen Astorga's name in New York. Karen Fisher in Connecticut.
Yes. Karen, and I received the gift of knowing that I am enough.
And Kathy Ann?
I'm still finding the words to speak, but the power of joy and gratitude and hot tears.
Yeah, Margot, we're crying your tears along with you. And Kim in New Jersey, you're here, right?
Yes. And my gift was a reassurance that my light also calls forth the light in others.
Yeah,
that's huge.
Incredible gift. And Kim Rodriguez in Connecticut. I know Kim said hello, so I will speak her name in closing the circle. Lauren.
Well, I think I received a mandate to recognize the love in the unlovable.
Yeah, you're saying it in a very powerful word, but yes, I think you're right, we did. And I'll speak Lawrence's name in St. Petersburg, Florida. Lee, what gift did you receive tonight? Well, I'll speak Lee's name for her, Lise.
Yes, this is Lise. I am in grateful, humble, joyous awe right now. So I think that's what I'll take away with me.
Awe. Yeah, that's the word, isn't it?
Yeah.
Linda in New York City, in New York City today. Did you receive a gift that you can take out into the streets of New York? I'll speak her name. Margaret Martin, I will speak her name. Marielle, what gift did you receive in New Brunswick?
Hi, Marielle. I received insight and a ton of love.
Yes. And I'll speak Marianne Ellis's name. Masha, what gift did you receive?
Masha, I received the gift of confidence as well, and like a push to go out and live my purpose.
And I'll speak Pamela Namir's name and Pat Culpepper in Austin, unless you've joined us and want to say something. Polly, what gift did you receive?
Well, I received encouragement to do my part and assist others, and that I do have the power and that I am on the path with love.
With love, you so are. And I'll speak Rebecca's name in Dunedin, Florida, and Shaney's in Christchurch, New Zealand. Susan in Raleigh.
This is Susan, and the gift that I received was to let go of fear and act because I am safe.
A big gift. And Susie Fisher.
Hi. I would also second or third awe, but the word that came to me, and I'm not even sure if it's a word, is wowness.
Yeah, that great big long answer was a wowness answer. So that leaves me and Margot. I'm Janet in Ozona, Florida, and the gift I received is to start flying. Thank you, Angel, for teaching me what the birds are really all about. Margot, you get to complete this precious sacred circle. What gift did you receive tonight?
The gift I got tonight was just confirmation that I'm doing my life's work and to continue doing it.
You so are. And we are so grateful. Every single one of us is putting our hands together in the namaste and bowing to you in Oldsmar, Florida, and your divine gifts. We are so grateful that you answered the call from the angels years ago. We are so grateful.
And now, you gotta know this card. When I draw cards, sometimes I don't even know I'm doing it, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden this card is in my hand, and it says, "Gifts from God." And it's an angel holding out a beautiful golden chalice, and the message is, "We angels bring you gifts from your Creator. Open your arms to receive."
How perfect. What deck is that?
The Archangels.
Oh. What a perfect completion to a perfect evening. Thank you to every one of you that has your presence made this possible. Margot does have a divinely appointed gift and life purpose, but it is the presence of every single one of your names, your vibration, your intention, your openness, and your 33 questions that made this exquisite gift on 12, 12 of 12, and the messages from the angels on divine guidance possible. And so we complete our time together asking the Tibetan bowl to remind us that the angels are bringing us gifts of love, peace, joy, and the recognition of who we really are.
Ooh, got a chill.
From our Creator. Have a blessed holiday season. My heart is bursting with love for every single one of you.
Thank you.
Good night, and God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Margo.
Thank you, Margo.
Thank you, Janet.
Good night. Good night.
Good night.